Hi there, my name is Ethan Black, and today we're going to talk about some AAW. We got Dark Elevation from last night, and then I'll give you the rundown for tonight's Dark card and also Dynamite's card for this Wednesday, December, well, tomorrow night, December 7th. So we're going to start with Dark Elevation from December 5th from Indianapolis. So the first match, Nick Comoros was on with Hagen Chanel. Chanel gets the win. He defeats Nick Comoros in 3 minutes and 15 seconds via roll-up. It was there. I thought it was a shock when I thought Comoros was going to get the win. After the match, him and Aaron Solo lays him out, attacks him, and Aaron Solo hits him with a Trouble in Paradise. The team up, Nyla Rose and Mira Shafir, known as the Beast of Burns or the Fix and Villains, defeat Alice Crawley and Kitty LaFleur in 3 minutes and 7 seconds via their like a 3D DDT win. Main point of the match, we seen Nyla Rose when she got to tag and see if Figueroa. She wasn't paying attention because Figueroa was paying some person in the crowd. But it was pretty much barely a squash. We seen Kiera Hogan defeat Nikki Victory in 2 minutes and 28 seconds, getting her some momentum going into tomorrow night's Dynamite of her trios match. She went with a cradle back suplex to get the win. Tag team action, we saw Top Flight defeating the Outrunners, Truth Magnum, and Turbo Floyd in 4 minutes and 3 seconds via those dive onto Magnum. Then we go backstage. We saw Ethan Page being interviewed while Hardy Party, Matt Hardy, and Private Party are standing there. They canceled their match due to Mark Quinn getting injured. Matt Hardy claims that they're ready, but Page is not risking sending an injury wrestler. I say Cassie Dren makes a mash masturbate joke, but that goes really bad. And then basically, all right, we see a little tease of broken Matt Hardy coming out, but at the end, we see Matt Hardy says he's going to have his back. Page says he's going to fall worse. And then Matt Hardy apologizes to Private Party. Emi Sakura, sorry, defeated Madison Rayne 2 minutes and 41 seconds via a mysterious cradle get the win. Before the bell, Sakura did jump Madison Rayne. They go back and forth. We've seen, of course, the end of the match happens when Emi Sakura tried to go for Queen's Gambit, but Madison Rayne fights off. She hits a cutter that got a two count. She tried to go for Cross Rayne, but like I said, at the end, Sakura rolls her to a cradle to get the victory. The firm's Lee Moriarty defeat Serpentico Prentigo in 3 minutes and 23 seconds via Bore City Stretch, giving Serpentico his 100th loss. His first man ever in AEW history to get 100 losses. It was pretty much a squash. Pretty much Moriarty took control and then hits a the end match at the back suplex, then a face buster, and then locks in the Bore City Stretch. In some trios action, we get the Embassy, that is Khan, Brian Cage, and Toa with Prince Nana in their corner. They defeat Dan Adams, a awesome known as Dan the Dad, Fogcade, I don't know if I'm saying that right, and Star Raider in 3 minutes and 43 seconds via Shield Bomb onto Star Raider. Dan Adams was over in this match. The fans wanted him in the ring so badly. My favorite part, I like when Dan Adams poke those flicks to Leona Ring the nose. And then after the match, we see the Ring of Honor 6-man tag team champs Don Castle and the boys show up while the MC serving them. That might be a last minute addition to the final battle this Saturday. Let's see. We got Kid Sabian defeating Alex Reynolds 6 minutes and 25 seconds via almost like a kiss of death from Bianca Belair, like her finisher, the Burning Hammer. This is the third time these guys have faced on Dark Elevation. Sabian has two wins over Reynolds. Reynolds has one. We saw before the bell at the bell, Reynolds attacks him. They're going back and forth. Penelope Force distracts him. He hits a springboard moonsault to the outside. Beautiful moonsault, I will say. They go back and forth. Reynolds hits a Yakuza kick in the corner. Sabian ducks a second rope stunner, then hits a stun gun. Then he goes for the anarchist suplex, but Reynolds rolls him up for a small pad. That got a two count. And then, like I said, at the end of the match, Penelope Ford strikes with the tenton. Sabian hits a rolling over to the, then a kick to the back of the head, and then hits the burning hammer to get the win. In the main event of this week's Dark Elevation, Kanetsuke Takeshita defeated Aaron Solo in 3 minutes and 15 seconds with a wheelbarrow suplex by Bridge. Score the win. We saw Don Callis come down during the match to Evaluate. We've been seeing him doing it the last. This is the second week in a row on Dark Elevation. We see him doing that. Did it last week. So that was a. So that was this week's Dark Elevation. It was pretty much all squash matches. That's what normally Dark and Dark Elevation is about. So tonight's Dark Elevation, or tonight's episode Dark, six matches. We got during our six-man tag team, Sheamus, the Boys, and Don Castle go against Justin Carino, Jane Fellow, and Sonny Dafar. Abaddon goes one-on-one with Leva Bates. Tag team action, Brick City Boys goes against Jay Lethal and Saddam Singh. Brian Cage is in action against Liam Ruffin. Athena, who challenged the number two for the Ring of Honor Women's title, she'll challenge Mercedes Martinez this Saturday at Final Battle. She goes against Becca. And best friends, Trent Barretta goes well with the Workhorseman's Anthony Hiridash. He's not like a fun match. So that is Dark. That is from the Atlantic City, New Jersey tapings a couple weeks ago. So that is Dark. So let's get to Wednesday Night Dynamite on December 7th. That is from Austin, Texas. Five matches. We have two title matches and also a Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal. So the participants so far confirmed already is Ethan Page, the number one contender for the Ring of or the AEW World Title, Ricky Starks, Brian Cage, Sean Steen, Don Castle, Jungle Boy Jack Perry, Matt Hardy, and more to be determined. So the way they're doing this, the winner of that battle royal, mostly it's the final two men meet for the ring, but this year the winner challenges MJF for the ring. I don't see Starks win because he's already challenged for the AEW World Title at Winner's Coming. I could see Ethan Page maybe winning it, unless Matt Hardy screws him over. That's the firm. But we just wait and see. I don't see Sean Dean winning it. I don't see Brian Cage winning it. I say either Ethan Page or could. I might see Starks, but I think Ethan Page will win that. Tag team match, we got Jericho Appreciation Society's Ring of Honor Pure Champion Daniel Garcia and Jake Hager. Goes against Blackpool Combat Club's Willie Yuta and Claudio Castagnoli. Little preview tag match for Final Battle as Castagnoli challenged Jericho for the world title and Wheeler getting another shot at the peer title. Garcia and Wheeler always have excellent matches. I think this is the third time I believe they are facing off in singles competition. Second or third, I'm not 100% sure, but honestly, I'm just tired of the JAS Blackpool Combat Club feud. This needs to come to an end soon. I think JAS will get the win. We got the trios match. The baddies go against Kira Hogan, Sky Blue, and Mass and Rain. I see the baddies winning unless Bow Wow makes an appearance and distracts, but I doubt it. Not a big fan of the Jay Cargo Bow Wow storyline, but I think the baddies are going to win. So we get the World Tag Team Titles, the Acclaim defending against FTR. Both teams are over. The Acclaim just won them a couple months ago. I don't really see them losing this early. And FTR are incredible. I see both teams, like, they're both fan favorites. I could see a non-finish, but, I mean, you want to protect both teams. It's too soon for the Acclaim to lose. It's also the same with FTR. I think they do a no contest. And Smojo has a busy week, starting with tomorrow. He defends the TNT title against Darby Allin. I think Smojo is going to retain the TNT title going into his match with Juice Robinson for the Ring of Honor television title this Saturday at Final Battle. I think Joe walks in, unless Warlord comes out and causes him, which I think he'll wait. So I think Joe retains against Darby Allin. Then I see Warlord coming out and challenge him for another match. And then Friday on Rampage, as of right now, Hardcore Shida defends the Regina Del Wave title against the Bunny, where actually Shida retaining the title there. So that is the AEW stuff. Thank you and have a great night.